Hey there, beautiful soul. How are you feeling right now? Take a moment to breathe in, feel that air fill your lungs, and let it all go out with a soft exhale. I know life can sometimes feel like a whirlwind, pulling us in different directions, leaving us feeling stretched thin, depleted, even a little lost. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, something that will empower you to reclaim your energy, prioritize your well-being, and create space for the things that truly matter. Healthy boundaries. Can you feel it? The idea of setting those boundaries, creating those lines in the sand, can be a little intimidating at first. It might even stir up some resistance. After all, we are often taught to put others first, to be accommodating, to say yes even when our own needs are whispering for a moment of peace. But I'm here to tell you, saying no doesn't mean you're selfish. It means you are taking care of yourself, honoring your values, and creating space for the things that nourish your soul. Think about it this way. Imagine a beautiful garden. You wouldn't just let anything grow wild in there, right? You carefully choose the plants, tend to their needs, create pathways, and maybe even put up a fence to protect them from unwanted intruders. Healthy boundaries are like those fences, those paths, those choices that allow your inner garden to flourish. So how do we cultivate these boundaries? It starts with recognizing our own needs and desires, listening to the whispers of our intuition, and saying yes to things that align with our values and goals. Remember, you have the right to protect your energy, your time, and your well-being. It's not about shutting people out, it's about choosing who and what has access to your most precious resources. Let's dive into some practical tools to help you build those boundaries today. 1. The power of no. Start small. Instead of feeling pressure to say yes to every request, try saying no to one thing that doesn't feel right. It could be a last-minute invitation, an extra commitment at work, or even just agreeing to help someone with something you don't have the energy for. Remember, saying no is a complete sentence. You don't owe anyone an explanation beyond a simple and polite refusal. 2. The art of time blocking. Imagine your day as a canvas, a space where you can intentionally paint in the things that matter most. Schedule time for self-care activities like exercise, meditation, reading, or simply taking a break to recharge. Treat these appointments with yourself just as seriously as you would any other commitment. When you block out time for yourself, you're sending a powerful message. Your well-being is a priority. 3. The language of assertiveness. This isn't about being aggressive. It's about expressing your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully. Practice using I statements to communicate your feelings and limits. For example, instead of saying you're always interrupting me, try I feel overwhelmed when I'm interrupted. Could we please finish my thought before you speak? 4. The energy audit. Throughout the day, pay attention to how you feel in different situations and around different people. Notice where your energy drains and where it feels revitalized. This awareness can help you identify boundaries that need strengthening or relationships that are no longer serving your highest good. Now take a few deep breaths. Feel the air entering your body, filling your lungs, and releasing tension with each exhale. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. Imagine yourself surrounded by a soft, golden light. This light represents your energy, your boundaries, your power to choose what enters and leaves your space. See yourself drawing those lines, feeling those boundaries, knowing that you are safe, protected, and worthy of love and respect. Let the golden light envelop you, filling you with strength, clarity, and a sense of calm confidence. You are capable of creating healthy boundaries that support your well-being. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize yourself, it's essential. It's about honoring your needs, respecting your energy, and creating space for the things that truly matter. As you step out into the world today, carry this feeling with you. Be kind to yourself, speak your truth, and remember that you are worthy of love, respect, and a life filled with joy and purpose. Go create those beautiful boundaries.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.